One of Christopher's jobs at the teen center this week has been to welcome high school kids like himself, except they are from Paradise and have lost their homes.
They were just frantic. They were like crying, and it was really like upsetting to see. And like, we're trying to like get it, like some of them wouldn't even eat, and like now they'll sit down and like actually eat a meal, which is like good because we want them to do that. And they're like, now they won't just sit in a corner by themselves and isolate themselves. They're like talking with us and playing games with us.
Some younger children have been reluctant to say goodbye at drop-off time, but the Boys and Girls Club's Scott Dinitz says one relaxed once he saw, here in Chico, some familiar faces from the Paradise Club.
And then the mom came up to us and said, thank you so much, because now I can wait in line for 3 hours to get my P.O. box.
The Boys and Girls Club has also been feeding kids 3 meals a day. In Chico, Jenna Lane, KCBS.